what it feels like as a United Way team member mm-hmm. when you're out and about in the community and you see us there and know the impact that we're having with the folks that we're working with.
Absolutely.
It's a great feeling.
This is Hourglass, the podcast of United Way of King County in Seattle. Up next, a conversation with United Way Chief Impact Officer Regina Malvo, who will talk about how we spend our time making a difference in communities through service and advocacy. I'm your host, Joe Burris. Thanks for tuning in. Have you ever heard of the STAR method? It is an approach to problem solving that is popular among some job interviewers. They ask prospects to use the STAR method to describe how they handle certain situations. The word STAR in STAR method is actually an acronym. The S is for situation, or the problem or issue at hand. The T is for task, defining a solution to that problem. A is for action, which is acting on that solution. And R is for result, the outcome of your efforts. At United Way of King County, we see people in our communities embodying the STAR method every day. The situations they face include struggles to pay rent, to keep food on the table, to stay in school, or to make those hard-earned paychecks go further. The task is to seek help, which for some is the hardest thing to do. But they act on that task, and that's where we come in. We provide rental assistance, home grocery delivery, free tax preparation, resources for college students, and other much-needed services. Then we advocate for policy changes that eliminate many of the problems people face. The result? In this past year alone, we delivered culturally specific foods to 5,000 families a week. We distributed rental assistance to 8,000 households. We provided more than 12,000 kids with free lunches during the summer months. We furnished financial support to 5,300 students at 10 local colleges. We prepared tax returns for nearly 14,000 clients, securing more than $14 million in tax refunds. And we successfully advocated for policies that include year-round high school re-engagement programs and expanding the federal free school meals program for more than 92,000 students. It's all part of our efforts to ensure everyone has access to resources, enough to eat, quality education, and a safe place to call home. Much of this work is made possible by United Way's Community Services team, which aligns with partners in the public and private sectors to help solve some of our community's toughest challenges. Our Community Services team is led by Chief Impact Officer Regina Malvo, a former Washington State Women's Commission director who also led YWCAs in Spokane and Norfolk, Virginia. Regina oversees a staff of 45 people on the community services team. They work with about 150 AmeriCorps Vista members and 125 funded agencies, all working to ensure that the $42 million we invest in communities makes the biggest impact. We sat down with Regina for a Q&A about leading United Way service and advocacy work.
As with all of our work, United Way partners with local community organizations who are working most closely with those with the deepest needs. So during the pandemic, for example, United Way was selected by King County to help disperse millions and millions of dollars in rental assistance over that 3-year period. They selected United Way because of our history mm-hmm. of being in deep relationship with community organizations, knowing and trusting us to be able to ensure that those monies got out to the folks who needed them most. Mm-hmm. And so through that process and the difficulty of the pandemic, we learned that where United Way really can be most effective is helping stem the flow into homelessness mm-hmm. For folks by helping to try to prevent folks from eviction and helping them remain stably housed. Because we know that once someone has lost housing, it's very, very difficult to restabilize. And so we really transitioned to focus exclusively on keeping folks housed, and also working with folks like our partners at the Housing Justice Project, helping to provide representation for folks that are in housing court facing eviction. And then we have a really strong partnership with Housing Connector, where folks who maybe have some challenging rental histories are able to be connected to landlords who are open to giving them a second chance. And also it's another opportunity to access some of those rental assistance dollars.
Now, Regina, what are some ways United Way is working to address hunger in our communities?
We provide free meals to students during school closures, and there's several additional, really, I like to think, innovative ways that we work to ensure that people aren't hungry. So through strong community partners with local farmers, food banks, grocery stores, and DoorDash, we work to fundamentally change the way the emergency food system operates, and are really trying to build dignified and equitable access to culturally specific nutritious food. So again, as I said, that includes working with DoorDash and local food banks, offering free home delivery of food boxes across King County. And even though signups for the program are currently closed, unfortunately, as a result of what we kind of keep referring to as the pandemic funding cliff, you know, that funding has dropped considerably. Folks can still add their name to the wait list on our website. A couple other big ways that we are working to address hunger in King County is offering fresh vegetables available through community-supported agriculture that's available for online order and delivery from Pacific Coast Harvest. It's also something that can be found on our website. And then really excited about our work with organizations like South King County Food Coalition, where we're really working together with food banks, farmers, and community to actually improve the food systems that are accessible here in our region.
Where would folks most likely see our work in community?
You know, I think the areas where we tend to be most visible are in the King County Summer Meals Program, which is implemented across the county with amazing host sites that really are known and seen as community centered organizations. Another place where our work tends to be highly visible, particularly at this time of year, is the free tax program. We have 20 free tax sites throughout the county. Last year, the work of those important volunteers helped put $12 million into the hands of low and moderate income folks across the county, and really helped ensure that folks were tapping into the then recently passed state working families tax credits. So really, really excited about that work. And so again, if we're thinking about where folks actually see us and see the United Way brand, the United Way logo, I think the summer meals program, the free tax program, those are places that folks are accustomed to seeing us. Also, just want to put a plug that folks can go to our website and click on free tax help or get free tax help and see the list of those locations, hours. There's even a free online option for folks that don't want to go to sites. But another two areas where United Way's work has become increasingly visible is really in the areas of rental assistance and food security. And those were areas really of growth that came during the pandemic with the influx of federal dollars.
Great. You know, I just love going to South Central Mall, which is one of the one of the tax sites, and just, you know, walking through the mall and just seeing that sign. Hey, that's us. That's us.
Yes, right, that's there. That's me. Yes,
that's us. And the same thing for the Seattle, the main library branch. And we get this huge banner during tax season that's overlooking a walkway, a balcony, where it says free tax site. So if you guys, you looking around, you can't miss us. Okay.
Yeah.
Please come out and let us do your taxes.
Yes. And, you know, it feels really, and I appreciate you pointing that out. What it feels like as a United Way team member mm-hmm. when you're out and about in the community and you see us there and know the impact that we're having with the folks that we're working with.
Absolutely.
It's a great feeling.
Absolutely. Now, you hear people talk about how they work side by side with community. I mean, everyone speaks that way.
Right.
In what ways is United Way, do you believe that you and your team specifically are indeed working side by side with community?
I think this is one of the most exciting parts of the work to me. I've been just so excited to see the close partnership between our team members that kind of oversee these pillars of work mm-hmm. and community. So one example of that would be the Black Community Building Collective, mm-hmm. Which is 14 Black-led and four organizations that are really, really just having deep impact across the communities that they serve. And our staff are, I'm almost going to say, embedded in mm-hmm. their monthly meetings. I think I referenced earlier our Racial Equity Coalition, where members of our Education Strategies team, again, working side by side with community-based, culturally specific community-based organizations that really know their communities and their kiddos well and what they need to be successful in school systems that sometimes historically are pushing them out as opposed to finding ways to pull them in. And so those are just a couple of examples, but many of our staff are not only involved in coalitions like that that are tied to our funded agencies, but they serve just independently on their own time on many, many community organization boards. But probably primarily one of the things that I've learned in my time here is that almost everyone who does work on the community services team comes here with a lived experience mm-hmm. and passion for the work, which is really, I think, really demonstrated in how we work.
You know, you really talked briefly earlier about lived experience. And, you know, so many of us know what it's like to be poor.
Yes.
You know, and how the nation, maybe even the world, reminds you that you're poor.
Yes.
Even if you understand that poor people are creative and they find a way, that they make a way, the world reminds you that you're there. And
the indignity in that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. You know, and it's good for me doing this work. I wouldn't know of any other way to be, because I'm looking at so many people that we help, and I do see myself, and I do see the people that I came up with, and I do had this strong yearning, just as I was able to navigate my way out to show someone else the way to get out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to thank you actually for the work that you do. I try to be out in the community as much as I can, but I so enjoy your blog posts and the stories that you capture in talking to our friends and neighbors who are out in the community doing this work. So thank you for that. And I would encourage folks to visit our website, read those stories of impact and of the ingenuity that you talk about in how folks are helping themselves mm-hmm. with, you know, what sometimes are a small amount of resources that our organization is able to give to them, and just the brilliance and creativity and commitment of the folks in community frontline doing the work. It just, it's so really, really inspiring.
Yeah, and it makes the job of telling their stories easier.
Yeah.
It really does. It's so easy because, you know, you just see so many people out here doing amazing stuff, and all you're just doing is giving, showing their story to a broad audience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, right now you have a nation that is so remarkably polarized politically. You do something and someone might say that gives the appearance of this or gives the appearance of that.
So it's a hard time.
It really is, you know, and And yet we're trying at the same time to make a difference in the midst of all polarization.
Yes.
So how does United Way do its advocacy work without giving the appearance of being partisan?
Well, you know, Joe, the reality is poverty is not partisan.
Mm-hmm.
Poor folks, run the political spectrum, and those who are in elected office, the same. So we really believe that advocating for policies that help alleviate poverty, excuse me, should not be partisan either. So our public policy team and the advocacy partners that we really work closely with are consistent in making sure that we speak with legislators on both sides of the aisle. We nurture those relationships, year round, invite folks to come and see our work, hear the data, learn more about the needs. Again, we don't target any particular body of legislators. We are here to give voice to the needs of our community and make sure that all of our decision makers are really equipped to make the decisions that will help those in the greatest need.
Now, a little bit about you. What drew you here? What drew you to this work?
It really was what drew me to my now almost 30-year career in the social service, social justice, and public policy sectors was really my own experience as a young mother leaving an abusive marriage and needing to apply for public assistance. Mm-hmm. And that experience of trying to provide for an infant and a toddler in a high cost of living city, San Diego, where I'm from, which is very similar to Seattle in a lot of ways, helped me learn firsthand how many barriers there are for folks needing kind of a temporary hand up. And it really felt like some of those systems actually seemed intended to make it harder for folks to access those dollars. And I just remember feeling like it was not only unjust, but unnecessary. And I just felt like there had to be a better way, and I wanted to be a part of it. So that's really what drew me to this field, I'd say, those couple of decades ago. But really what drew me to United Way was, and King County in particular, was just seeing the really extraordinary impact that this particular United Way has and the unique approach it has to working so closely with community members to not only invest in them financially, but really to work at sharing power and, as I said, helping to amplify their voices. So when you've had the kind of career I've had in the nonprofit sector and had the opportunity to see the challenges, I think there's an analogy about starfish. You know, you get exhausted with only being able to provide individual interventions. And while it's wonderful to be able to be a part of helping a young family like mine, 25 years ago, having the power to stop things from being as unjust as they are, and having as many barriers to accessing resources as there traditionally have been, I was excited about the power in that. And it's one of the main things that brought me to United Way and that makes me so proud about the work we're doing here together.
Any final thoughts?
We've talked today, Joe, about a real breadth of the work that United Way is doing in community. And we really are only able to do that because of the support of our friends and neighbors. And so we just really encourage folks to not only visit our site to learn more about our work, access resources, or share those resources with folks who they might know who might need us at this moment in time, but equally important, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't remind folks that, United Way is able to work because of the dollars that, our friends and neighbors and corporate neighbors give. And so would encourage folks to give and support this really important work we're trying to do here together.
Regina Malvo, Chief Impact Officer for United Way of King County. Thanks, Regina.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thanks. Hey.
United Way of King County partners with local organizations to help keep our neighbors housed through rental assistance. Those partners include Neighborhood House, a Seattle-based organization that builds community and increases access to housing, health, education, and economic opportunity throughout King County. Neighborhood House encourages Seattle residents seeking rental assistance to apply for a City Housing Choice Voucher. The Seattle Housing Choice Voucher Program helps low-income families, individuals, seniors, and people with disabilities pay their monthly rent for apartments or houses within the city. For more information, log on to Neighborhood House's website, nhwa.org. Be sure to join us for our Changemakers event, Volunteer and Learn, on March 23rd from 10 a.m. to noon. Members of United Way staff will lead a session on United Way's post-secondary education and systems change initiatives. For more information, log on to uwkc.org/events. At United Way of King County, we are working side by side with communities to build an equitable future for everyone. Hourglass United Way is a podcast that highlights how we and our partners spend time making a difference in our communities. Our work is made possible by the generous donations from people like you. Please send comments and suggestions about our podcast to hourglassunitedway@gmail.com. To learn more about our work or to support United Way, log on to uwkc.org. I'm your host, Joe Burris. Thanks for listening. Until next time.